Penguin Random House Audio presents Meet Me in Paradise by Libby Hupshire. Read for you by Josephine Huang and Kristen C. Listen, are you breathing just a little and calling it a life? Mary Oliver, have you ever tried to enter the long black branches? 1. Marin. At our mother's funeral, I lost Sadie. One moment she was beside me, shaking hands with strangers who had come to tell us how sorry they were and wax poetic about our mother's appetite for life. The next, she was gone. Sadie was like that, in perpetual motion. It never bothered me until that moment, because she hadn't been my responsibility before. But in that cathedral my mother would have detested with all those people who didn't really know us, I suddenly realized that I was the only person Sadie had left. I endured several endless moments in a silent panic until her shoe struck me on the top of my head. I looked up and found her sitting on one of the oak rafters, 30 feet above the crowd of mourners, swinging her legs back and forth like a child on a park bench. I said nothing. I wasn't about to climb up there, and besides, it would have been no use. Sadie didn't march to her own drummer. She was a regular one-girl Mannheim steamroller, and she wouldn't come down until she was good and ready, or she became so exhausted she lost consciousness and fell. Until then, all I could do was return to the awkward handshakes and hugs and worries. That was 12 years ago. I'm 30 now, all grown up and a world-class professional worrier. I don't mind. Not really.